Now we come to this last section here, beginning actually at verse 15. And here we see in this final section, we're face to face again with that time of trouble that's coming for those people. David had a time of trouble, and we do too, but it'll be nothing compared to what's in the future. Now, will you notice, he says, "Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn unto me and have mercy upon me, for I'm desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses." Well, what a prayer this will be for the remnant in the time of trouble that's coming. And it's a good prayer for you and me today if we're in that place of trouble. And he says, "Look upon mine affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins." That's when you and I are apt to confess our sins when we're in trouble. "Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee." Listen to him now. "Redeem Israel, O God, out of all of his trouble." What a prayer. What a glorious prayer this is. And primarily, it's for the nation Israel. And in that day of trouble, it's coming on the earth. But a lot of God's saints have trouble down here today. And what a marvelous thing it is. Oh, deliver us, God, from our troubles. A deacon years ago down in the South got up to give a testimony. And they were taking the passages or verses of Scripture that were meaningful to them. And this man got up and he said that the verse that had meant so much to him was, "It came to pass." And everyone looked puzzled. The preacher got up and said to him, "Now look here, brother, how is it that that verse means so much to you?" "Well," he says, "you know, when I have trouble, I always turn to that verse. And I read, 'It came to pass.'" And then he says, "I thank God. My troubles came to pass, they didn't come to stay." That may not be the exact interpretation of that verse, but it's the truth of Scripture, for that's what this psalm is saying here in the prayer, "Redeem Israel, O God, out of all of his troubles." And we certainly can pray that prayer for ourselves today, but I'm sure you can see the primary interpretation is for the nation Israel.